If you had to eat at one restaurant the rest of your life and all of the restaurants were closed, where would you eat?
Time under tension is driving metabolite accumulation.
I look like Spider-Man, but I feel like shit. Oh, wow. Come on, Chase, finish it.
Amigos.
Amigos?
Have you ever heard of that? Uh-uh. Did Colorado ever have that?
No. What is it?
It's like a, Nebraska has it. It's like a Taco Bell, I guess you can put it as, but it's like a...
It's a chain though?
Yeah. And they have the best stuff. They have like a crispy meat burrito and it's like deep fried.
You're very excited about this.
Because like I get excited to go there because the only place we can get it is in Nebraska, but yeah. As far as I know.
Amigos. No, I don't know.
I'm asking you the question though.
I know. That's what I'm trying to think through.
Well, I was going to ask you like verbally. You know?
Mine's not going to be. Go ahead.
If all restaurants were closed and the only restaurant you could have, there was only one you could go to the whole rest of your life, where would you go?
I can only have one answer?
Well, yeah, you only gave me just one answer. You don't
get
more than one.
You're right. Okay. I feel like this is a recent one that I'm on, but I love Milwaukee Burger. Oh. I don't know if it's just in Wisconsin, but you know they have one in Hudson.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They have a defibrillator burger that's just like tons of meat, bacon, cheese curds, like stabbed through with a spear of meat
curds.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen that one, but that sounds
it's amazing.
Bad.
So like if I just want to down 5,000 calories, defibrillator burger.
Probably more than 5,000.
Yeah, it's incredible. They make their like Bloody Marys with, you know, like a whole meal sticking out of it and all that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, my answer was gonna be Burger King.
Really?
Feel like that would have been like a disappointing answer, but I freaking love Burger King. It's amazing. Their fries are crispier than McDonald's. Okay, so you can McDonald's fries can go to hell compared to Burger King's fries.
Wow.
They got these really big burgers, you know, bacon filled, everything. It's great.
Wow, that's a pretty because they're like charbroiled or whatever. Aren't
they? They're good.
Okay.
Anyways, we should probably do this.
Well, if we're going out to eat,
maybe
we should talk about some steps on how to navigate that if we're in a calorie deficit, huh?
Yeah, if we're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
And you have to go out to eat, which you shouldn't restrict yourself and not go out to eat just Mm-mm. because you're trying to lose weight. There's definitely a lot of ways you can do it. And we have had plenty of people in our program that have lost massive amounts of weight while going out to eat. I also remember somebody I trained a long time ago, just to like kind of kick off the conversation. She lost probably 30 pounds. And I swear every night all she did was eat microwavable TV dinners.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, you know, you can still lose weight, fast food, kind of like junk food, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's certain ways you have to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's dive right into it. I would say, so my favorite thing when I go out to eat, this is like almost like a guilty pleasure of mine in a way. Like when someone tells me like, hey, we're going to go out to eat here, wherever. Like I will look at the menu before and I think that that's super helpful to see. And I think that's important for everybody to do. Mm-hmm. I love looking at it because I'm like, ooh, what are their options? Like, what can I choose? Like what fits in? What doesn't? What can I sub? But it's fun because like then you can make it your own. Right. And so I love looking at the menus ahead of time for sure.
When's what's somewhere you did this with recently? Do you have one? Do you remember?
Actually,
you're on a cut right now.
Thai restaurant, they're just one that opened in River Falls. And
okay.
I looked up on there and I was looking at their menu and I'm like, okay, what's something that could be more high protein? You know, everything they serve is with rice. So
do they have their calories and everything on there?
They don't, no.
Yeah,
but
that's tough.
That does make it hard. And so I would go either into the Lose It app or ChatGPT is really helpful for that.
Okay.
I would look up like a rough estimate. Not that that's absolutely perfect by any means, but it's like gives you a rough estimate at least of what you think.
But what did you prompt it?
I asked like what are a high protein option at a Thai restaurant that's under 500 calories, and one of the options it gave me was like Thai steak or peppered steak.
Yeah.
Thai peppered steak, that's what it was, and they had that at the Thai restaurant, so I got that, and then I just opted out of the rice, so I just had that, and it was filling, and it was perfect.
Yeah, that's a good little tip, because most of those places are going to have the same type of food. And it's like, if I went to go eat Thai food, like even if you gave me a menu and the calories, I don't know what the hell any of that stuff is.
No, not at all. You know? And you have no idea how they're making stuff, especially the oils they put in like the rice and stuff, because it tastes real good. But, you know, the calories aren't as low as you probably want them to be.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's something you can do. Obviously, like some places have their menu online. Mm-hmm. And if it's a really like progressive place, they might have how much protein is in things. Especially the kind of those like newer, fancier restaurants, I feel like have that a lot more, or how many calories is in something.
Yeah.
But if not, you can definitely look it up in your Lose It app. Mm-hmm. So between ChatGPT, the Lose It app, and just looking things up on a menu, you probably are going to be able to figure out an option at most places. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, if you're going to a local burger place, like we have a lot of places in town that don't exist in any other
place. Yes, for sure.
Those you're gonna have to guesstimate, but we'll go over kind of how you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Even I have looked up, like, have you heard of Crispin Green in Hudson?
I have heard of that. I've never been there, though.
I haven't been there. They have all their stuff listed online, which is super helpful. And, like, it's of their calories and protein and stuff. So yeah. That's nice because you can, you know, opt for more protein, or, like, they show the difference of their proteins in, like, the chicken or roasted chicken or
So you can kind of mix and match and stuff. Blackened
chicken. Yeah. Nice. And you can see the difference. Because I think
that should be a rule. They should have every place should have to show their calories and their protein on everything. Like, if we were presidents of the United States, that would be first rule.
Absolutely, yep. It would be. Life would be so much easier when you're going out to eat, right?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
So that's your first tip, is if you are going to go out to eat, especially if you're going to a place that's a chain that you know their menu's online, or that you know you're going to find the stuff in your tracking app, you should plan ahead of time and look for something that is in your calorie range, and especially look for something that's high protein, right?
Yes.
Yep. Always thinking protein first. So let's say don't know, like, this is a place you're going to that you can't find it on the Lose It app. You can't find it with ChatGPT, any of that stuff. What are you looking for? What's kind of rules of thumb that you go for?
Can you repeat that? What do you
say? So, like, if you're, let's say we give you a random, I give you a random menu for, we have the Nutty Squirrel in town here. The Nutty Squirrel is like a bar restaurant. So, if I give you the Nutty Squirrel's menu, there's no calories, no protein. You can't find it in your tracking app. If you're just looking through that menu, what are the things your eyes go to make good decisions?
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Actually, it's funny you say that, because even on that one specifically, I know they have, like, chicken there that you can get. And I've always asked for it to be, like, without the breading. So I'll get it just, like, grilled or might be baked. I don't know how they exactly do it. But so then there's, like, no breading and extra crispy crap on it, you know, to make it more calories.
Yeah, like a grilled chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Or a wrap, maybe. Or...
Yep, for sure. And then get that. And then maybe instead of the fries, I'll ask for, they have, like, steamed vegetables or something. It's always good.
Do they have steamed vegetables there?
Yeah.
Do they really?
I think so.
I guess I would never ask. I just would assume that place did not have steamed vegetables.
Yeah. You never. So that's actually, I'm glad you said that, because something that I personally, like, I'm the type of person that, let's say I go to, like, a coffee shop and they screw up my coffee, I'm not going to tell them they screwed it up. I'm just going to be mad the rest of the day that my coffee is messed up.
Sure.
But I've grown into being like, okay, ask for what you want. So, like, don't be afraid when you go out to restaurants. Like, they are really nice about it. Like, hey, could I get this instead of being deep fried? Could I get it grilled, or can I get it baked? Whatever, you know, or less, like, different oil. Like, you can ask that stuff, and they're happy to accommodate for you, because that's their job. Like, they're going to accommodate.
And it's so much more common nowadays that they got to have a lot of people. Like, so many more people are health conscious or checking their calories, protein, the gluten stuff.
I was going to say,
everybody's making substitutions now. So,
don't be afraid to ask for what you want.
Yeah, I think that's similar to what I would do. If I had a menu in front of me, the first thing I would think is, okay, where can I find the most protein for the least amount of calories, which is almost always going to be chicken, especially if it specifically says it's chicken breast, because there's just no food has as much protein for how many calories as just straight chicken breast that's either been grilled or baked that doesn't have a bunch of breading, or it's not been fried or any of that stuff.
For sure. I would even argue another one with that would be good is, like, cod.
Yeah, oh,
cod's
fish.
Really good bang for your buck.
Are you
on
a fish
that.
Man?
Yeah, I love.
Fan of fish?
Well, only cod.
Filet
and
fish?
Yeah, filet of fish. No.
Not that one.
But I love cod. Like, if you go to a fish fry, but you could get cod that without being fried.
Yeah, like, grilled or something like that.
Yeah, like, we'll do that when we go out, and it's so good.
I'm so fish illiterate. I wouldn't like, if you showed me cod, I wouldn't know that it was cod.
It's like the white one.
Okay, that's all fish to me. But so yeah, I think, like, if you're looking through, it's like you look for those proteins. You look for chicken. You look for some type of fish, and maybe like a leaner steak of some sort. Those are always good options. Obviously, once you start getting into some of the sausages and stuff like that, they're going to be a little bit higher fat levels, maybe even like the burgers, obviously. You know, places don't make money selling food that doesn't taste good. And so if you're getting a burger from a place, unless it specifically says it's like really low fat or it's a really lean meat, they're probably using like 80-20 or maybe even more fat. So it tastes amazing.
For sure.
And so if you choose the protein that's going to have the lowest amount of calories, and then the next thing I kind of think is like, all right, what comes along with that? And so, like, if I were to look for chicken, maybe I'm like, all right, now I've already narrowed my choices down to they have a chicken sandwich that's grilled. They have a wrap that has some grilled chicken in it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have a grilled chicken salad. Like, already there, I might be down to just three choices if I just put that lens on it.
Sure.
And then what's the next thing you're looking for?
Well, I would say, like, I'm someone that is looking for the sides on that piece of the puzzle that comes with it. So
Yeah, like most things come with fries,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or chips or something.
And usually they have like the, you've shared like an a la carte option. You can see on the sides, or they're literally, they have a section that just says sides, you know, choose two, some places say. So it's trying to find the more, well, you know, like,
no, laughing. Yep. I don't know. It was funny to me.
But a lot of times they do say that, like choose two sides. Yeah. So then I would try to scan through that and be like, okay, truth be told, what is going to be best for my goals? Yeah. A lot of times it's probably vegetables versus the fries. I mean, I think sweet potato fries are definitely a little bit lower calorie, but like still wanted to be mindful. I would
yeah,
say,
they're still
going to
be fried. They're yeah. still going to be, sweet potatoes aren't low calorie by
no,
any means.
No.
So yeah, I think
probably more vegetables would be your best.
I think
bet.
A lot of places now you can get a cup of cottage cheese. That would be a really good side. That'd be higher in protein.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that.
I know a lot of, well, and even I think a lot of places that are kids friendly have those options too, like a cottage cheese for a side or fruit for a side, which inherently, yes, you're not going to get much protein out of fruit, but it's going to be lower calorie than the French fries.
So you're a better option than that.
So
yeah.
on your high calorie side, right, you've got like your French fries, your mashed potatoes.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. And those ones, while delicious, are going to be super high calorie, super low protein. But then if you can pick the veggies, the cottage cheese, the fruit. I'm trying to think if there's any other really good ones. Or just opt to, like, I think a lot more places nowadays, the side is actually extra. So if you're not, if you're used to adding a side, maybe you just don't add a side. Mm-hmm.
Coleslaw would be a good one, I bet,
coleslaw.
Too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I would say, too, with that, think about how you'd feel afterwards. Because trust me, there's plenty of times I've gone to the restaurant where I'm like, oh, I shouldn't, but maybe I should get the fries. And then later on, I'm like, oh, why did I get the fries? I'm bloated, my stomach, like now I just crushed my day, you know, or like not in a good way.
Yeah, what do they say, but, like a moment on the lips, forever on the hips or something like that?
I've never heard that saying.
That's like, I feel like that's like an old wives saying, right? Oh, yes, a moment on the lips, forever on the hips or something.
Yeah, okay, well, then we're avoiding that. No, I'm just kidding, but that's funny.
So you make we've made our protein choice and so we're down to a couple options and then we've looked at the sides and then I would also start to look at what's actually in that meal, right? So let's take salads, for example, because I think a lot of people's default option is, okay, if I'm in a calorie deficit, I'm trying to cut weight, I'm going to go with a salad, but that can be tricky.
Very tricky because I can think of one of my favorite salads that now I look back on it, it has to be so highly caloric, is it comes with pecans. It has, I think, croutons even in it. And then, like a crap ton of this really good berry sauce. I'm gonna tell you right now, that berry sauce is probably 200 calories the berry sauce. And then the pecans with all the fat. Yeah, they taste great. And they're candied, mind you. So that's even more calories. So I would say that salad right there is probably dang near 800 calories, and something that you thought was maybe 200 is now way more than what you thought with all this stuff on it.
Yep.
But something to navigate that, if you're like, I absolutely want that, ask for extra protein on it so you could get extra chicken.
Nice.
Either opt out of the pecans or you order them on the side. Definitely order sauce on the side. And that goes for any entree, I would say. Always get the sauces on the side because you have no idea how much they're putting on it, and then you have access to it. Even butter. Ask for the butter on the side. Mm-hmm. That makes a huge difference because you're in control then of that meal.
Yep. Once again, they don't make money off of selling like foods that don't taste good, and foods that taste good have fat and salt.
Yes.
You know, and then the salt's not a problem, but like a lot of butter, a lot of oil, a lot of whatever fat they can get in there to make it taste amazing. And so, when you, even like if you're looking at a salad, like if I was to look at a salad, somebody just plopped down a random salad in front of me and said, analyze how many calories you think this has. When I look at the vegetables, largely the vegetables are free is what we consider them. Like aside from some exceptions, like people think that avocado kind of fits in that vegetable category, but they're very high calories, so you have to watch that. But aside from that, if it's regular vegetables, your leafy greens, your peppers, what else comes on salad? I don't need a lot of salads.
I mean, that's what I'll really put, I okay, think, right?
So,
lettuce.
Yeah, onions and stuff like that. All that stuff I would consider like free because just you would have to eat such a large quantity of that to make any difference calorically. Mm-hmm. And so that stuff's free. But then what does it have on it? And so it's like, well, okay, yes, we have our lean protein on it, but has that been breaded or something? Has it been slathered in butter? Does it have a bunch of oil on it, a crust on it?
Bacon all over.
Yeah, bacon on it. Eggs they like to put on salads a lot. That's decent protein, but it's definitely going to add to your caloric total.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to go through those things and kind of analyze, okay, what's free, what's super low calorie, and what are the things that they might really get me on? And so like you mentioned, nuts is something that people kind of put into this category of healthy foods. And it's not that they're not healthy or anything, but they do pack a calorie punch that some people don't take into account.
So if you're paying attention to your calories, you might want to second guess on.
It's not the salads that are going to, the salad that's going to screw you. It's all the toppings that actually make the salad taste good. Right?
Yeah.
Especially dressings. And you probably know this better than I do because when I'm out, I'm trying to get calories in. So I'm like, slather that crap in ranch. How can I add things to it? But if you were going to pick some dressings, what's the best options for getting lower calorie or zero calorie. They probably have a lot of now, right?
I honestly, I've not found a place that has zero calorie sauces, but if someone knows or dressings, let us know. Yeah. But there is
balsamic, right? Tends to be lower, but
yeah, maybe so. I don't have balsamic, I won't lie. But I would say one that I've tried, like at Chick-fil-A, I get it. It's like their fat-free honey mustard, and it's like 50 calories, I think, for like the packet, and it's perfect, you know, and like that, and it tastes good. You know, so I think a lot of times it's, you can ask that, like, oh, do you have a fat-free one? Or vinaigrettes, I think, sometimes can be less, right, than more of the thicker, like, ranch and all that good stuff and blue cheese.
And you said the key word there, which is, like, fat-free, which I'm not advocating for fat-free on everything that you do. But when it comes to oils and dressings, it's, like, those, usually the base of them, when they taste really good, is some type of oil or butter or cream.
Yep.
And so if you can get fat-free options on that, likely then your calories are going to go from like 200 for the total amount that you have to maybe 50 calories. So at least you can make something happen with that.
For sure. Yeah. So that's, I'd say, like, take control of your meals. And again, don't be afraid to ask when you're out. Ask for what you want. They're serving you. They want to help you, right? You're not being of any annoyance. So I guess with that, I would even put in drinks. That's something we have not talked about when we're ordering.
Yeah. So this is all before our meal comes. We're still making selections. We're still making good choices. Okay. Yeah, what about drinks?
Viewing that menu. I'd say right off the bat, ordering water. One of my favorite things to get, I know it's a touchy subject, can be for some, but I love diet sodas because they're zero calorie. Sparkling water is great too.
Nothing wrong with diet sodas.
Nope.
You're trying to lose weight. Do it.
And the nice thing about those is, too, is they actually make you feel like you're more full because they have carbonation, right? So the carbonation will make quite a difference. So look for those zero-calorie options of drinks. Or if you're like, nope, I don't even want those, just grab the water and make sure you're drinking that water as you're moving through, for sure. Or the pop or whatever it is.
Yeah, especially, like, a place with a long wait time. Let's say, like, you're, like, I think you should also kind of avoid, if let's say I'm going to a Mexican restaurant, maybe I don't order the chips and salsa to start. Instead, if I can either get a water or like a diet soda, especially if you like, if I like that diet soda and they're a long wait time, I'm going to down two of those at least, if not a third one before my meal ever comes.
Yeah.
And that's already probably taken up like 50% of the space in my stomach. So
for sure.
Like it's going to, yes, I might stuff myself, but most people it's going to keep them from eating as much of the meal.
Yes.
So
yeah,
big life hack there. What was the other thing we were missing on that? Yeah, just the appetizer thing. Like, I think any time that you're trying to lose weight and you're in a caloric deficit, you can skip most appetizers. It's really hard to find appetizers that are really high in protein without being jacked in calories. That's just kind of the nature of appetizers.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe you can get some chicken figure, but, you know, focus on your meal.
Yeah. Yep. I would say the same thing. Unless, like, I know there's a restaurant in town I love that has, like, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, there you go.
And then I'll get the sauce on the side for it because they put some really good aioli on it, but... Yeah, one time I got it with aioli on it, and it was so soaked in the aioli, it was not Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
But, so if you get it, separated, then it's not as bad. So
they don't make money.
Thinking wisely. Yeah, they don't make money making it out to you. I mean, you are right on that.
You can even get asparagus, you know, and it'll just be like, you'll pull it out of a pool of butter, and you're like, this is amazing, I've never had asparagus. Like, yeah, because it's in a pool of butter. Right. You like butter, not asparagus.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say, it's a little bit of asparagus with your butter.
So we're sitting there at a restaurant, we've looked through the menu, we've made our choice based on protein, based on what else is probably included in that meal. Okay, let's say we've decided on a chicken sandwich and we've even asked them to get rid of the bun or something like that. We've chosen our side appropriately. They're putting the order in. But then what's another thing you can do before like they even go back to take your order in that you can ask for right away that'll help?
Well, you can ask for a box. Ask for a takeout box right away so then you can portion your meal so then you can have some for later. And hey, you get two meals out of that meal. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But at least then you're controlled in that environment that you already put that away. It's out of sight, out of mind, and you're eating what's on your plate.
Yep. So like that's a good example for even if you decide not to follow all those steps that we just went through and you're like, nope, I'm treating myself today. I'm going to get the chicken enchiladas that are covered in sauce and I know they're high calorie, but I've already fitted into my meal, but I can only fit half of it. Like right away, ask for a box before you even take your first bite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put half of that meal in there and then just get it away from you.
Another piece of that too is, I know my mom uses this method, is that she will split if she's out with someone. Like they'll get that meal and they'll split it.
Oh yeah.
So that's nice too on that aspect, that if you have someone that you're with that might have the same goals, that it's like, oh, well, we can share this meal rather than both of us getting this big meal.
Yeah.
Right? So know that there is other options with that too.
And most meals, like you go out to a restaurant, most meals have so many calories. They're built to be super calorically dense and they're too many calories. I would argue there'd be too many calories sometimes even for me for a meal or for men in general. And let's just be very realistic. Like, women need less calories on an average, right? And so, especially if, let's say you're a 5'3" woman who's trying to lose weight and you go to a restaurant, that thing has three times the amount of calories that you can consume and still lose weight. So you got to be just realistic about how much is actually there, which is why the tracking app's so important. In an ideal world, they would have three sizes to every meal. They would have a man, a woman, and a child size, and they would be calorically appropriate for the average child, the average woman, and the average man.
Actually,
but that's a Nick's perfect world.
You saying that, don't restaurant shy idea. Away from the child, like the children's menu, because actually going back to the beginning of this podcast of me saying at Nutty Squirrel that I get that chicken that is like grilled, that's off the kids' menu. And sure, some places are skimping, like, you're not a kid. Well, whatever. Yeah. Like, you can
you're
eat that
12
stuff.
And under.
Yeah, yeah. But that's, like, something, like, don't shy away from that as well. Because, honestly, you can do that. And then you can still get rid of the side and put whatever, something else instead of fries.
And they'll still give it to you. My mom orders off the children menu every single time.
Yeah, and that's not a bad idea at all.
They don't argue with her.
So, no. You might get a little smaller burger or whatever, and it's great.
Yeah.
I'm backtracking a little bit, but I forgot to say pickles. A lot of places will give you pickles for a side. Ask for extra pickles on there because the most pickles are going to be your 5 calories. So,
yeah.
I mean,
they're a free vegetable that tastes amazing. They're just a cucumber that was put in salt water.
Yeah.
You're just getting salt water and delicious pickle.
Right. So don't shy away from the pickles, man. I'm telling you.
Good call. And you were talking about smaller portion sizes for the kids. You can also, and tell me if you already mentioned this, you can order things a la carte. So yes, you have sides, but for example, I used to work in this Mexican restaurant that everything was covered in sauces. And even if maybe I wanted the sauces, I could get that on the side. But let's say I really had a hankering for like a huevos rancheros type of meal, but I wasn't trying to get all those calories. Instead of getting the tortillas and the sauce and everything coming combined so I can't pull it out, you could order a side of steak. And I could order a side of 2 eggs. And I could make myself a steak and eggs just ordering a la carte items. And that's another thing that if you don't know until you asked.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that they have on the menu that they can order a la carte, but maybe it's not outlined on the actual menu.
For sure.
So you could pick something that you know, like, I'm just going to have chicken and a couple eggs for my side and have a great time.
Yeah. And you can always ask for extra, like extra protein on my meal or whatever it might be. So that's a very good point on the... I've never done that, actually, ordering, like, just to eat on the side. Huh, that's a good tip. Noted.
Yep. I worked in a restaurant one time.
Well, okay, going off the protein. So let's say we got our food served to us. We now, if we're choosing to, we've now split our portion. We put it into our to-go box. What's the first thing that you're focusing on eating right away off that plate?
I'm going to try to eat the protein first. Yep. So it's like if you imagine that you've only have so many bites until you're full, and I get it. Sometimes we're insatiable. But if you only have so many bites until you're full and you've been drinking that water, then I'm going to try to pick out the protein first. I do this on a lot of meals. I just do this kind of naturally. I try to eat if I got a bowl of pasta with chicken in it, I'm always trying to eat the chicken first. And then I go back and whatever pasta I have room for, I'll eat that.
Sure. Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I'd say even, I know this is going a little off, but... It's even on holidays. Think about grabbing the protein first and eating it, right?
Yeah.
In any of those type of situations where you might not be perfectly able to control everything, at least control that, right?
Yeah, because even if you were to go over on your calories, like you might as well go over on your calories and hit your protein.
Yeah.
Then just go over on your calories and not hit your protein and then be just super disappointed with yourself as a person. You know?
And we don't want to be disappointed.
No, not at all.
Well, we've already went over... Okay, well, actually, this is good, the awareness of high-calorie food. So you talked about salads.
Yep.
Pasta, we all love pasta, but that's extremely high calorie, especially most of the time when you order like a chicken Alfredo. You get like half a chicken breast, it seems like, half the time. And then it's like a whole box of pasta, it seems like.
Pasta is like the one thing you can order and it's like 90% one item and you're like, but it's got chicken in it.
Yeah,
you
just know? Those three pieces of chicken, it's perfect.
So good for me. Yeah, pasta is definitely a big one. Other things that kind of fit into that, foods that people think are low calorie, but they're not. We mentioned nuts. I think potatoes are definitely, I don't know how many people really think potatoes are low in calories, but I think some people think potatoes are a vegetable, therefore this is my healthier option. But, you know, sweet potatoes, regular potatoes, they kind of fall in that same category as avocados, where it's a vegetable, but it's technically a starch. And so it is very high calorie and they're just delicious. So you're going to want to eat a bunch of it.
I would fight at home. You can make that a little bit more of a lower calorie option, but not when you're out to eat by any means.
Yep, totally. So I've done this a lot. I think that we have people in our body composition program that have been successful using calorie banking when they go out to eat. And so let's say let's just say, special occasion, it's your anniversary, and you know you want to go out, you know you want to splurge, you're not going to pick the, you know, you're not going to pick the high protein option. You just want that delicious meal that you always get at your favorite restaurant. And so you want to get all those calories. You can make adjustments to the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm. You know? So in the morning, start out having lower calorie options. Maybe you are trying to bank up your protein maybe in the morning while still keeping more low calorie, or morning, afternoon, whatever. Chugging water, good. So then by the evening, you have plenty of calories in the evening to be able to hit that at the restaurant, right?
Totally. I think there's a lot of people that have success saying, okay, I know I'm going to eat out tonight, so I know I'm going to get rewarded for this. It makes it easier to be like, maybe I don't eat until noon on that day. Mm-hmm. And I have that's a light true. Lunch that's going to carry me over. And I'm going to, like you said, chug a lot of water to make sure I'm staying full. And then it just builds up the excitement. And I'll tell you, there's no better feeling than if you get to indulge on your favorite foods and somehow you manage to make it hit your goals on calorie and protein at the same time. You just feel like you won a game that nobody wins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're unlocking something that not a lot of people can. That's so true.
Yeah. Well, and then, you know, when I go out to eat, most people that I go out to eat with are going to order alcohol. And I drink alcohol. I don't think that there's any reason you can't drink alcohol and lose weight. But you, once again, it comes down to your decisions on this. So, let's say you go, you're going to go to the bar or you're going to go to the restaurant. They have drinks. You're like, I'm going to have a drink too. What kind of drink are you choosing?
Well, if I were to do that, I would probably do like something like vodka or tequila, and I would add like soda water.
Yep.
One little trick that I like is you bring that zero calorie meal to make it actually taste good.
Yes.
Because a lot of people like adding juice or cranberry juice or lemonade and blah, blah, blah. Well, why does that taste good? There's plenty of sugar in it. There's a lot more calories in it. So I'd say more opting for that, or a light beer, wine could be your better bet, but like a dark beer, what, I don't know what beers are more highly caloric.
Yeah, like a porter or a stout, or an IPA. Those things are going to be so high in calories that unless you really love it, you're much better going for either a light beer or a mixed drink. Mm-hmm. When it comes to mixed drinks, it's definitely, it's like two things, right? Okay, what's your alcohol choice? And then what's your chaser or mixer choice? And so like you said, alcohol-wise, most clear alcohols like a gin, a vodka, a tequila, those types. Am I missing any right there? What's our other clears? I don't know. But, you know, if you just get a shot of that, like a regular, I believe it's 1 ounce or an ounce and a half shot, that's going to be about 70 calories. That's about as low as you're going to get alcohol-wise. So you want to go with that, and then either a diet soda of some sort or a zero-calorie juice or, like you said, soda water with, like, lime or something like that. Yeah. Even if you order it with tonic has calories in it. So I think people get that confused. Tonic actually has some sugar in it, whereas soda water is zero calories, just seltzer water.
Yeah, bubble water.
So definitely, like if we've ever been cutting, me and Tara, like, a go-to choice is just water with the zero-calorie sweeteners, those Mio's, those squirty bottles of zero-calorie sweetener, and then vodka. And that's the jam.
Yeah.
We have some people at the gym that when they've been losing weight while still drinking alcohol, they'll mix their vodka with protein water.
It's like clear
which
protein.
Which is a brand. Yeah. It's a brand of drink that has, it's basically just water with, I don't know how many grams of protein, but it's a decent amount.
Yeah. It's like 15, I think, for lower calorie.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And we just talked about calorie banking as an option for that. Like, we had a guy who, he drank every single weekend, I would say a decent amount, like some heavy beers, like 10 of them on a Saturday. But he just adjusted his calories on that Saturday. He didn't eat as much throughout the day. And I'm not saying that's the most ideal version of health. But if you get to enjoy yourself and you get to lose weight, like, you're winning.
Yeah.
So.
For sure. It's knowing that you don't need to, like, restrict your life from, I know we've talked about this in the past, but still, it's like you don't need to restrict yourself from everything that you enjoy. Like,
no.
Just tier it towards what your goals and how it's going to fit in. Because it can fit in if you make it. If you take the time to make it work.
Exactly. And then even on the alcohol choices, I know I mentioned the clear ones. The reason I didn't mention like the whiskeys and the rums and stuff is once you get into some of those darker liquors, they do infuse a lot of those with other things. And so if you get a spiced rum, you don't know what else has been in that, or you get some of those flavored versions, you don't really know if they're adding calories to it. And nobody's going to the bar and asking to see the back label of the vodka bottle to see if it's really 70 calories
Why
or if it's
not?
120.
I'm just kidding. No, you're right.
You try that, Karen.
Yeah.
Good luck.
No, I'm glad you touched on the alcohol.
Yeah, what else?
I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture of what, I mean, this works as the same as a sit-down restaurant just as much as it is a fast food restaurant to be able to work on these, for sure.
Yeah, same thing. Yep, protein first. You know, you're making good decisions. You got to watch what you drink to a certain extent. But don't avoid diet sodas and everything.
Yeah, don't do it. They're good.
Yeah.
portion out your food, grab a takeout box. Enjoy yourself when you're out.
Yeah, and I would say if you know that it's a struggle for you to go to a restaurant without like indulging, there's some people that legitimately, yeah. if you go to a restaurant, they're not saying no to themselves, and they're just gonna indulge. And that's totally fine if you decide not to go to restaurants during that time. But some people are the opposite way, where it's like if you were so restrictive for 8 weeks that you never went out to eat, they would feel like they're punishing themselves. And so you should allot yourself to go out and have fun. Mm-hmm. And if you can do it in the right way, once again, if you're having fun and losing weight at the same time, you are freaking winning.
For sure. I would even put on that is like, share with the people that you're going out with, okay? If they're judging you or not, like let them know that, hey, these are my goals. This is what I'm doing. They're your real friends. They're going to support you on it, right?
Exactly.
And like, if they have something to say about it, well, screw it. Like, do what is best for you, right? Yes. Not for everyone else, for you.
Screw what they think. Yeah, if they're pushing back on you, that's often an insecurity on their side. There's so many people that they'll be like, oh, God, you're not any fun when you eat like this or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, what you're eating and drinking is not affecting them. They're just feeling insecure because they feel like they should probably be making the same choices you are, and they're not. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But let that be a battle in their head and just, you know, put up those blinders and keep on your path.
Yep. Do what's going to make you better, right?
Yeah. Guys, make sure and let us know if we gave you any tips and tricks in this one that are going to be useful. And always feel free to comment on our social medias and everything else, anything you want us to cover in this podcast. You know, we got a lot of things that we think about all day long, so we might as well share them, right?
Heck yeah. Yeah, and use this next time and let us know what worked best for you on this.
Yeah. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Matresa_Fit, MatresaFit.
There you go. And I'm at Nick, NICK, _Byam on Instagram. All of our business stuff, so Strength Academy. You can find our home Strength Academy page at Strength Academy RF on Instagram. I think pretty much everywhere else we're at Strength Academy 101. That's YouTube, that's TikTok, on Facebook. And what else am I missing? That's it. This was Strength 101, podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest form so that you can get the results you want.
See you next week.